Welcome to all who are gathering together today to take some time away from our busy lives to hear and reflect on God's word and work in our lives. I invite you now to take some time to get comfortable, take a few deep breaths if you need, and enter into that space of prayerful reflection as we get ready to begin. We gather together today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, is the way, the truth, and the life. Give us grace to love one another, to follow in the way of his commandments, to be made into spiritual houses, and to share his risen life with all the world. For he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reading today comes from 1 Peter, the second chapter, beginning at the second verse. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into spiritual houses, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in scriptures, "See, I am lying in Zion on a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame." This honor, then, is for you who believe, but for those who do not believe, the stone makes them stumble and a rock makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the excellence of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. As I looked at the readings and the scriptures that were assigned for our week today, I found myself drawn into this idea of home. And that's because each of our readings mentions something about this concept or this idea or this presence of home. The psalm for today, Psalm 31, and in that psalm, the psalmist tells us that in the Lord they have taken refuge. The psalmist goes on to ask that God is like a castle to keep all safe. Then the psalm continues proclaiming that God is our tower of strength. And in the reading that we just heard from 1 Peter, we hear Peter talking about the rejected stone that then becomes the cornerstone, the foundation that the rest is built upon. And Peter encourages us to listen to God, and to follow our call to be built on that cornerstone, to be spiritual houses. And the gospel lesson for today is taken from the 14th chapter of John, and in this we hear John telling us that there are many dwelling places in the Father's house. And as I began reflecting on this idea of home and this picture of a house, I found myself being drawn in to the question that I get asked frequently, and I'm sure you all do too, but that question of where home is for you. And for me, to answer that, it's not as straightforward of an answer as it might be for others. Because for me, home has moved around and changed so much, even in just the last few years, that I'm never quite sure how to answer that when someone asks, "Where's home for you?" Frequently, my go-to easy answer is Pennsylvania is home. And in many ways, that's true. Pennsylvania will always be my childhood home. Most of my family still lives there. My parents are still in the childhood home that I grew up in. All of my friends, some from when we were just little itty-bitty babies in daycare together, all the way up to those that I met in college, still live in central Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is where I went to school. It holds the church that I grew up in. It formed my foundation of faith and learning about God. Pennsylvania is where I felt my first call into ministry. It will always be my answer when people ask me where I'm from. And so in many ways, Pennsylvania is my home. But then I also think about how South Carolina became my home for a while. It's where I got my first house away from my childhood home. It's where I learned to be independent and how to live on my own. It's the place where I began my seminary education, stepping into the community that came along with that. Some of my best friends from seminary remain in South Carolina. For me, that became a home where I was able to create a life for myself for the first time. And just as I was getting settled and feeling at home in South Carolina, I moved again to North Carolina. And that became a new home for me. And there I made that move to remain a part of the seminary community that I developed and formed and joined while in South Carolina. And with this move, I got the opportunity to engage in things I otherwise would not have been able to do. I got to join a church community that allowed me to meet even more people. I was closer to some of my extended family that already lived there. And now even more of my family is moving down to call North Carolina home for the next few years. And then most recently, I made the hop out here to Indiana, and that's quickly become my home as well. I've been welcomed with such open arms into this community and church here at St. Paul. I've taken advantage of the different areas I can more easily travel to being here, going to Indianapolis and Louisville, going to Madison and Cincinnati, traveling up to Carmel. It's here in Indiana, alongside all of you, that I felt my call into ministry deepened and developed throughout these past few months. Because of all of that and even more, Indiana has truly become a home for me too. Knowing how much I've hopped around in recent years, I'm sure you're able to understand a little bit more why I struggled to answer that question of where home is for me. And when someone asks, my go-to answer is, I'm originally from Pennsylvania, spent a few years in the Carolina, and then hopped out here to Indiana. And I tend to answer this way because in many ways, all of those places feel like home to me. And that's not just because they're places where I've lived. It's not just because of the different opportunities that they've brought me, the growth that I've seen in myself from those different places. But it's because each of these places, it became a home to me through the people that I met there. Pennsylvania is where my immediate family continues to live. My childhood friends have settled down there and started their lives. My home congregation will always be there. But South Carolina holds some of my closest seminary friends. It's where I became friends with the florist that I would buy flowers from at the weekly market. It became the first place that I joined a new church and was greeted by that welcome and that love of Christ. And then North Carolina holds the students who were so excited to greet my dog and I as we walked around campus. It holds the faculty and staff of the seminary that have become such big, influential parts of my faith journey. It holds the family that invited me to join them at Easter on my first Easter away from home. It holds the friends that I've made in other students and interns and seminarians. Then here in Indiana, I felt welcomed into this church family at St. Paul's. I smile at the familiar faces that honk and wave at me as you pass me walking my dog. I feel welcomed in the invitations you have given to me to join your families at meals or gatherings, in the generosity and what you share with me with the homemade goodies or your crops that you grow. The warm welcome you've all extended makes this another home for me. When people ask me about home, when I reflect on what it is and where it is, to me, home is more than just a location or a building. The psalmist tells us that home should be a place where one takes refuge, a place where one is kept safe, can be a tower of protection. But that doesn't need to be done through a specific place or a particular building. In many ways, that's done more so in the people who are around you. In the reading we heard today, Peter encourages us to be built into spiritual houses. In many ways, the scripture lesson today highlights how home becomes more about the people than it is about the location. And as Christians, we're called to be a people of God. We're called to follow in the footsteps of Christ, and as we do these things, to allow ourselves to be built into those spiritual houses, to be the place where others can take refuge, to be the place where others are and feel and are kept safe, to welcome others into that protection, to find the outcast, to notice the unnoticed, welcome the stranger, to use the stones that others had rejected, to be our cornerstone, to be that foundation of the spiritual homes that we build and we embody for others. In the gospel lesson, John tells us there are many dwelling places in the house of the Lord. God prepares those dwelling places for us, enough for everyone to be welcomed into that eternal home together. But as we live our lives in this time, in this place, right now, before we join those who have gone before us, God is preparing us. God calls us. God sends us to be dwelling places for others around us, to go and share that good news, to go and be the hands and feet of Christ's work in our world today, to go and be a home for all of those around us. Amen. Join me again in a word of prayer. We pray for the church, all of creation, and the whole people of God. Almighty God, we pray for the whole church as we gather into your gift of home. We ask that you continue holding us in your promises of love and forgiveness as we follow your call to be the church amidst the chaos of the world. Guide us to be your hands and feet in the lives of those around us, following in the footsteps of Christ. Lead us to be spiritual dwelling places for all of your creation. Creator God, we rejoice in all aspects of your grand creation. We ask for your guidance as we tend to the land around us in the midst of climate and environmental changes. May you be present as you also bring us to see beauty in the way creation honors and responds to your works in our world today. We ask that you continue using creation to reveal your grandness to all. Protecting God, we pray for the whole family of Christ. We ask that you continue to comfort those who feel alone or grieve, that you heal those who are sick, that you let your love be felt in those who feel unworthy and unloved. Teach us what it means to love those around us in the same way Jesus had throughout his life. Guide us to embody the work and ministry of Jesus as he now sits next to you. Send us to be homes for all around us. We trust in your promises to us and go out in faith with the gifts you freely give to share the good news with all. We pray these prayers and the silent ones of our heart in your holy name. Amen. Let us go out in peace now and be at home with others. Amen.